or expect you to come in and be the amazing shooter you have been for the entire year of your career. I would like to hear a little bit more about your playmaking. I think you were awesome last year in the wheel offense. I think that some people may be underrating your ability to pass the ball. What has playing those different types of offensive systems or methods, what do you think that was a fair translation to Atlanta, and what can Hawks fans expect from you as a player?
Just the confidence with the ball in my hand, playmaking abilities. Each team I've been on, you know, I've had opportunities to have the ball in my hands at certain times, and whether that was because of injuries or just anything like that. But I'm definitely confident with the ball in my hands. I know, you know, coming in here, playing with guys that can really pass the ball and can control the offense. I do want to be that, you know, knockdown shooter for this team, but at the same time, you know, just showcasing what I can do with the ball, making plays, you know, I'm just kind of helping control the offense a little bit. So I'm excited about it. You know, I'm excited to play with this group of guys. And yeah, it should be fun.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, it would seem that you and Trey's young game would complement each other very well when you guys hit the court together. How do you feel like that may work? And how much are you looking forward, I'll say, to playing alongside Trey?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, you know, that was one of the big reasons why I wanted to come here, to play with him, with his group, play for Coach. I know how they play. They play winning basketball, and obviously, when you have the best passer on your team, you know, you can't really pass up an opportunity to not play with them. So I'm excited about it. I know he's excited about it. I've talked to him a little bit, so we're ready to kind of get training camp going, get practice going, and start developing that connection.
Hey, over here. So, you know, staying on topic of playing alongside Trey Young, you came from Memphis as was your last stop. You know, you're alongside Ja Morant. How do you expect the experience next to Trey Young to differ kind of from what you saw next to Ja?
Yeah, I mean, they're different players. But for me, you know, playing, you know, with Trey and the way he can pass the ball and really control the offense, get everybody situated, you know, I know he's going to find me in different situations, and I know he's going to want me to shoot the ball, you know, every time I can. And, yeah, you know, I think just playing with his speed and his pace and, you know, how controlled he is on the floor, it's just going to bring, you know, everybody's level up. You know, it kind of makes everybody better around him. So I'm excited. And, you know, I had a great time playing with John and everything as well in Memphis. And, great experience there, but I'm definitely ready to be down here at Atlanta and you know, start this season off.
You kind of touched on this already, but what separated Atlanta from other teams and made it kind of from an outside perspective a team that you want to join?
Yeah, I mean, a few things. Obviously, the city. I'm excited to be in this city and spend a little bit of time here. And, I'm married. I have a kid. My wife has friends here outside of basketball. You know, just so many things that, you know, I'm going into year 9 now, which is crazy, but, you know, so many different things that you kind of look at in life now. And this was definitely one of my top choices, you know, going into it. But then just kind of breaking it down with the team aspect. I love how they play. I love how Coach's offense system is, and group of guys that they have. They're, you know, it's a younger group, but at the same time, you know, for me, just coming in, having a little bit of a voice and being a little bit of a leader can go a long way. So I'm excited for it. I know, you know, the city's going to be great. It's going to embrace me and my family, and we're looking forward to the season.
Thank you. With Nikhil and Dyson, how do you hope that maybe those two guys who are known to be defensive studs, just how do you hope that maybe they can help you evolve your defense even further?
Yeah. You know, for me, defensively, you know, I'm always looking just to be in the right spots. I'm not the most athletic or flashy player out there, but just playing hard, you know, learning different things that those guys use, and playing hard, competing, that's just kind of, you know, how I've made it so far. And I'm going to continue that and do it even more. And I know those guys are going to push me in training camp coming up. And, you know, I want to push them too, and I think we're just going to make each other better throughout the entire year.
Thank you.
last year we saw you play like in the ability to make this kind of step up a little bit. How hard is it to find the balance between playmaking and shooting? Because you are also one of the best 3-point shooters in the game.
Yeah. For me, you know, it's just kind of knowing who you're playing with, trying to find that rhythm and flow when you're on the floor. And, you know when you have a guy like Trey out there, you're going to be ready to shoot the ball no matter what, because he's going to break down the defense and find an open guy every single time. He makes the right decisions every time. And same with, you know, Dyson and Jalen, you know, those guys are great offensive players and very smart. So, and then at the same time, just playing within the flow of the offense. I know we're going to try to play fast this year and push the pace. And, you know, anybody can bring the ball up at any time. And, however that gets us into the offense, you know, I'm excited for it. And the opportunity will come for me to make plays. And I'm excited to show it.
We already spoke a little bit about, you know, playing alongside of Trae Young. You'll also be playing alongside of another fellow Dookie and Jalen Johnson. What was your outlook a little bit on his game prior to getting here, and just the outlook on Atlanta, the team, Atlanta, the city, overall as a whole prior to becoming home?
Yeah, you know, I think that first part with Jalen, I know he's been working hard this offseason, and I've been here a little bit, seen him in the gym. He's really been pushing himself, and I know he's excited to get back out there and play. I'm excited to throw some lobs to him eventually. But no, he's a great guy. He's talked to me a lot since I've been here. And for me, it's just, you know, continuing to build relationships with all these guys and getting connected with them. But it'll be a really good season for him and for me to play with him. So, and then, you know, being here with this team, being in the city, there's like an excitement. There's kind of like a buzz around the city when, you know, drive around, you see signs everywhere. And when I'm in the gym, a lot of people in the gym right now just working hard, working together. And there's definitely a buzz about getting the season going, and it should be exciting.
And Luke, you mentioned a couple of times.
What's up, Luke? Good to see you again, man. I know you're trying to get settled back in. One of your hobbies, I know, is playing golf. I'm wondering if you've got any suggestions from any of your teammates or if you've been able to bond over your level of golf since you've been back in.
Absolutely. There's definitely a few guys that play on this team. I know Jacob, Dyson, Miko said he played recently or tried to play. But no, I'm excited. I know there's some really good courses around here, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much time I'll have to play, but. Yeah, golf is fun, so I'll try to get out on the course or range or something with some of these guys. And,
you referenced Quinn Snyder's system a couple of times. What specifically about playing in a Quinn Snyder offense excited you to want to sign here and play in Atlanta?
Yeah, pace, ball movement, just the flow. It kind of gives everybody an opportunity to be involved in offense. You know, when the ball's moving, bodies are moving, you can break down defense very easy in this league. And I know we have the talent and opportunity to do that this year. And I'm excited to continue to learn from Coach. And obviously, I haven't played in this system, but he's talked to me a little bit about it and how I would fit. And I think it's going to be a perfect fit this year.
Luke, one more. You go from playing with one unicorn, Jaren Jackson Jr., to another, Kristaps. What similarities and differences do you see in their games, and how does it help you as a shooter to bond in?
Yeah, both very tall. Kristaps is very tall. But, you know, they can shoot the ball. I know Kristaps is, he can kind of do everything, man, and it's going to be exciting to get to know him a little bit more and play with him, learn more about his game. But, you know, they can just kind of do everything. And, you know, you'll see it when he's out there. And, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.